But we thought now, since it was bye week for the Cowboys, that we would call the star in Frisco and see who has returned to work. Is Jason Garrett back from Los Angeles and his big weekend at the World Series? Who knows? What did Jerry do? We thought we'd call the star now and see who we can get a hold of.
Good morning. You've reached the star, home of the Dallas Cowboys, five-time Super Bowl champions. How may I direct your call?
Who is this?
This is Coach Jason Garrett.
Hey, Coach, it's the Musers from the Ticket. Could we talk to you?
Yeah, sure. Good to talk to you guys. I'm manning the front desk right now. And by manning the front desk, I mean that I'm watching it for the girl who normally works up here as she stepped away from her desk for a moment to go on vacation.
That's weird that you would answer the phone. I can't believe a head coach is doing that.
That was part of my contract with Jerry. I have to pull a shift every week watching the front desk.
Very interesting. Well, it's good that you're back. We noticed that you made a little road trip this weekend.
I did. I went to Los Angeles, and by Los Angeles, I mean L.A., and L.A., of course, is short for Los Angeles.
Right.
I went to go root for the Dodgers because the Dodgers are a team that I root for, and so I wanted to go there and root for them the right way. The right way. Hmm. And that's by clapping mindlessly.
And sitting next to Brad Paisley, apparently.
I was sitting next to Brad Paisley. That's right. Brad Paisley is a very inspirational person. Very inspirational person.
How so?
The way he's taken some of the greatest guitar talent in the world and turned that into a decent career is very inspirational.
Okay.
Well, it seems like someone with that talent would be able to turn it into a really good career. So
I think that's a pretty good point. That's a very good point you're making. Plus, I wanted to study how teams fail so I can fail more successfully.
No. That's the wrong attitude.
How about teams win?
It's the wrong attitude.
By the way, next week I'm going to a Lakers game with Luke Bryan. I want to promote that.
I don't know if you'll have time next week.
Then the week after, I'm going to go to a soccer game with Blake Shelton, see what he's up to.
Why does it always have to be a game with a country star?
I have to say, those seats in Dodger Stadium, the seats in Dodger Stadium were tough to sit in. Tough to sit in with my utility belt being so crowded with tools and trinkets.
Yeah.
You wear it all the time? That.
All the time. Always got to be prepared. The one I took to Dodger Stadium, I've got a flashlight, a glass cutter, a grappling hook, some bear spray, a rock polishing kit, let me see, a periscope, a walkie-talkie, a fake walkie-talkie to draw attention away from the real walkie-talkie.
Good idea.
A deterrent, theft deterrent, pearl-handled revolver, a record player, a shrunken head, a jar of fireflies, some cheese, and an emergency pool chlorination kit.
Just in case someone wants you to check some alkalinity at some point.
That's right. That's right. You get alkalinity is important to a lot of stuff that goes on.
You bet.
Hey, Jason, who are you talking to on that phone there?
Talking to the Morning Musers, and I'm talking to them the right way.
Well, let me talk to them then.
Hey, guys, hold on. Jerry wants to talk to you. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah, that'd be great.
All right, hold on.
That's their phone. Let me see that there. Hello.
Hey, Jerry, it's the Musers.
Why are y'all talking to Jason? Well, he needs to be concentrating on reading some of this post-World Series Dodger game analysis.
Well, he answered the switchboard phone, number one. And number two, we were interested in his trip to L.A.
All right, hold on a second. Hey, Jason, you go ahead and you take a break. I'll take my shift. I'll take my shift now here on the front desk.
All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom and try to do that thing where you make water come out.
All right, you do that. All right, he's gone. Hey, listen.
Yep.
Between you and me,
yep.
I'm so sick of Jason Garrett.
Well,
how tone deaf is it to go to a baseball game when you're in the middle of a losing season?
Even Jimmy Jump Up mentioned that.
I know. Even Jimmy knows that. But I'm too scared to say anything to him.
Scared? Why? You're the owner. You're the boss.
Yeah, but I think he has superhuman robot power in his arms, and he'll beat the hell out of him.
Don't be scared.
Well, I used my bye week productively, unlike Jason.
What'd you do?
Well, at least I was productive when I could be. I would have been more productive, but Gene reminded me that I had drunkenly promised to take the kids to Great Wolf Lodge this weekend.
So that's how you spent your weekend going down water slides, huh?
Yes, we were out there. Well, I would have loved to have gone down water slides, but I took them all the way out there, and they spent the whole weekend in the hotel room watching Megamind doing parts on each other.
Those kids.
Those kids. I tell you what, so it's just a complete waste of time. Now I've got a coach who just wants the job so he can get good country music baseball tickets. I'm in a world of hurt.
Boy, you are. Hang in there.
I know. In my life, I've had to overcome so much diversity.
Yeah?
Adversity?
That's right. I tell you, I'm about depressed enough right now to tell Roosevelt, take me on out in the woods and put me down.
Oh, no, don't do that.
That's how bad it is.
No, we still need you.
Oh, Jerry? All right. There's a call to the star. It's 8:49 on the ticket.